From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Egyptian officials say at least 16 people were killed early Friday in a Molotov cocktail attack on a nightclub in Cairo. A motive has not yet been determined for the firebombing. Security officials deny the attack was terrorist-related, but have also provided several conflicting statements. The Interior Ministry said the incident began with a disagreement between nightclub staff and others. Earlier, the MENA state news agency quoted an official who said three men on a motorcycle threw a firebomb into the club, and another official told the Reuters news agency that the attacker was an employee who was recently fired. Prayer vigils were held across San Bernardino County in the U.S. state of California on Thursday, following the shooting rampage during a holiday party at a social services agency by a husband and wife who killed 14 people and wounded 21. Officials say they still don't know what prompted Saad Rizwan Farouk and his wife, Tashfeen Malik, to open fire on the man's co-workers. Reports say Farouk left the party Wednesday after arguing with somebody. He and his wife, wearing assault-style clothing, later returned to the party armed with semi-automatic rifles and handguns. The police discovered 12 pipe bombs, bomb-making materials, and thousands of rounds of ammunition in the couple's apartment. Farhan Khan is the shooter's brother-in-law.
I am in shock that something like this could happen. That's all I have. I hope everybody understand, and you know, everybody get recovered much faster, whatever the victims are there.
The two were later killed in a shootout with police. His co-workers described him as mild-mannered and well-liked. Neither was known to have a criminal record, and they were not on any watch list. From Washington, this